Okay, so we just started last week. Shaar Avodas Elokim. We explained the importance of this between Shaar Bechin and Shaar Betochen. Jonathan, you are here?
Ah, just made.
But no, I just sent you a WhatsApp, and then I realized it's not going to be shy to do, I can't do it tomorrow. So the other meaning was that we would postpone it till tomorrow, but I can't. So I sent you a message. I don't know if you saw it. Okay. Very happy to have you here.
Yeah.
Okay. We spoke about the toivas that a person does for another person, and how that mechayev's create some kind of a shibud, it creates some kind of a debt. We mentioned five different relationships. The goodness a father does for his son, the goodness a master does for his eved, the osher to the oni in order to get schar, which we were troubling what that was about. The Torah's bnei adam zeh lezeh kedei liknot la'atzmam shem bekavod, the goodness that people do for each other in order to get a good name and to be popular, and to get something back because of that. And the fifth one is the goodness that a strong person does for a weak one, because he has mercy for him and he feels pain in the guy's tzar, in the guy's situation. Those were the five we said, and I think I don't know if we started it. Let's start looking at each one separately in depth. Okay. I want Kuf Tzadik Dalet at the bottom of the page in the Leif Toiv. Those that are following the Leif Toiv, if you're following in the Chavos of Avos himself, shouldn't be too difficult. If you notice any major differences, though, let me know, because I'm not tracking both. Okay. Well, Lelin is Boina Natah B'chamish Suga Hamativim Halolu. We now need to explore and understand the five types of those that do good for each other. Imei Miskavnim La'azoy L'mi Shehei Mativin Loi. Bli kol pnei acheres, do they have kavana to help the person that they're helping without any other vested interest, without any other intentions, just to help them? Or shem iskavni lazor la'atzmam hayim. Well, they're trying to help themselves. So he's already answered some of those questions in the quick summary he gave. Okay, I can't get into that. Let's see what he says. So the question is when someone's doing good for another person, is he doing it for himself or is he doing it for the person he's trying to help? So we started, we discussed the Av, we'll go through that quickly again, and then we'll try and get into the Adoin, La Avdoin. I told you last week, yep. We're going to have to go over this again and summarize it. Yeah?
And these are exactly, those are the two.
You're breaking up badly again.
Maybe my signal's bad, but those were the two points that we discussed at the end last week.
The father, son, and the master, Eved.
Yeah.
And I think I said I wanted to go through them again and some, and just do a bit of chazor and get them clear, because they weren't so clear to me last week. There's a lot here. There's a lot here. I'm happy to go weiter.
Good. Excuse my signal, but let's do it again. Definitely, let's do it again.
Quicker, not like as long as we did last week. I just want to run through it because it just sets the time. I just want to try and get these things clear because this is the foundation of the whole shah. Okay. Eli Yitzchak Seda. Okay.
Yep.
So the first one is Ava Mativ Limbnoi Borin Shum is Kavan Toelis Atzmoy. He's obviously got his own interests in mind. Because the son is a part of the is a feature, is a part of an extension of the father. Implanted in the father is a deep love for the child. The father takes care of the child and gives him more than he takes care of himself. We show him something called Nezik, and he guards him. The kalba ain't of Lisboa, Litrechule, Gael, the man, Munchosik. very easy for the father to mamish be what we would use the word, let's say, moisa nefesh, to be toru, to work very hard to provide the child with what he needs to keep him calm. He also has implanted in him this, these emotions of mercy and caring for the child. Nevertheless, even though the father is doing this because he's pretty much programmed to do it, and also it has a lot to do with his own needs, because the child's an extension of the father. And when the child's doing well, the father feels good. When the child's not doing so well, it reflects on the father. And even so, he says, nevertheless, the child, even though the father is doing what he's doing, is almost automatic. Nevertheless, the child has to be as a shibud. He has chivin to the father. The mitzad ha-toyr, the Torah machayves him, hilchus kibud avayim, and mitzad ha-seichel. The seichel tells you that someone who brought you to this world, gave you life, took care of you, did this for you, did that for you. Even I, you'll tell me, yeah, but he could not do anything else because that's Hashem made him and Hashem implanted this into him and he's functioning as an automatum. Nachinami. But nevertheless, you see, the Torah machayves him to all these things. Not going to the mitzvahs of kibud avayim now. Well, you see, in the pasuk, avich v'simecha, ish ima v'aviv tiro, shma b'ni musar avich, al titosh tira simecha. That's a rishon. I mean, that's a pasuk. Sorry, that's not that. Okay. Ben yachabed av v'ever adoinov. The father's being drawn by his nature to do good for the son. He's also not giving the child anything that's his. Whatever he's giving the child, that comes from Hashem. We'll see that in Shara B'tochen, if we ever get back there. That the things that a person needs in order to provide for other people, his immediate family, his extended family, those are things you have to B'tochen for. That comes from Hashem. So all he's bestowing on the kid, he stems it comes from Hashem. And if he didn't give it to Hashem, Hashem would find another way to get it to the child. Because whatever the child's going to get, he's going to get. And nevertheless, the child has all these untold chiyuvim to the father because of what he's doing for him. And he's just a shliach. And he's not even a shliach that has too much choice about it. It's kind of like wired into the system. So that sets the tone already for what this Shar Avodas Elokim is going to look like. Because if that's the chiv you have to your father, so then think about what that's going to look like when you start thinking about a Kodesh Baruch Hu, who doesn't have to do any of this. He doesn't have this tendency to. Okay, and then we said, V'gama Adam Amaitiv La'avdoi. Baruch Hu miskaven la'agdil es ruchusha em tzowut ruchusha. Avadi is using this eved in order to raise his net asset value. He wants to become rich. So he's using the Eved, that's a possession, to increase his other possessions. He needs the work of the Eved. He can't do it himself. So he buys an Eved, he invests, he buys an Eved. Why is he buying an Eved? Because he cares about the Eved? Not particularly. He cares about himself. He wants the Eved to work so that he'll be able to increase his wealth. He's only thinking about himself. Yeah, you might get a guy who bought an Eved because he had rachamim on him and he brought him home and he looked after him and he took care of him and he sent him to university and he gave him a good life, whatever. Yeah, maybe, but that's not usually what people buy about him. That's a bal chesed. That's a rare case. We're talking about somebody who bought an Eved because he's going to work for him in his fields or his plantations, whatever he's got. The Torah machives the Eved to be faithful and to work for him and to praise him and thank him. What's it in Malachi? Says, and it puts them together. So the same way as a son is machaved an av, the Eved has to machaved the adoinov. Tell him why. Look what he's doing for you. Yeah, he's not doing it for me, he's doing it for himself. If he feeds me, it's because he wants me to be strong so I can work harder. Okay. So there we see the father who is completely, let's say, almost kafui, he's forced to do what he's doing, and what he's doing doesn't even come from his own possessions, it comes from Hashem, he's just a shliach. And the Eved, who, the guy's not doing it for him bichlal. I mean, in the father-son case, the father cares about the son. He wants, he's doeging for the son. But in the Eved case, the master doesn't really care about the Eved intrinsically. He cares about the Eved producing what he needs to produce. You don't love your cow, that's why you give it grass to eat. You love yourself because you want milk so you can sell it and make money, so you give the cow grass. Not doing out of some rachamim for the cow. Nevertheless, the Eved and the son, there's a chiyuv to there's a debt that gets created here that has to be dealt with. Those are the two. Okay, let's go further. The Oshir, who's giving Stocker, he's mefanasing the Oni because he wants to get Schar. Why does a merchant go and buy goods? Because he knows over a period of time, he's going to make a lot of profit from them. He's going to buy cheap and sell expensive. That's why he buys it. Tmura toiva katana, arayis the chasros erech, shunais and miyad. In relation to what he's going to make in the future, where he's paying out now, is very small. His investment in the beginning, he's buying cheap. He's going to hold on to the goods. He's going to wait for the prices to go up, and he's going to make a lot of profit. He buys it for 10 bucks, and he sells it for 50 bucks, 30 bucks, whatever. So the investment, you can see what he's going to make, is a very small investment. The Oshi wants to merit in Olam Haba, which is completely good and eternal. That's where he wants to get the reward. Given Oni 10 cents or 10 shekels or a million rand, and you're expecting an enormous payback. And it's enormous payback. Because the 10 agurot that you gave the Oni buys you shares in Olam Haba, which is kulu toive nitzchi. That's not a good business deal. Well, I'm coming to the elili doig le osid nishmosa achrimaisa. All he's thinking about, loch patlo the oni, all he's thinking about is his neshama after he dies. Emso toive shelokim hifkid beyadoi al manas shiim soise le mishe roi le kabaloisa. Well, because he's borrowed. The Oni has to thank the Oshir and praise him. We'll see, that's a shtickel steer to what he says in Shara B'tochen. I couldn't find it. I want to find it there, where he says you don't have to thank the guy who gave you the money because he really didn't do anything. It's all coming from Hashem. Yeah, he's saying not like that. I think we did Shara B'tochen, we raised that problem. But this is where it becomes quite acute. There he's telling him a furish, even though the Oshir is not thinking about the Oni. Sometimes the Oshi is thinking about the Oni. We're not talking about that. We're saying even when the Oshi is not thinking about the Oni, bichlal. In an emuchun and mezum and lekayim this mitzvah because I want schar in olam haba. That's what I'm doing. I don't really care too much about you. You're just a cheftza for my mitzvah. You're just a hechitimtza for me to go to olam haba. That's all I need you for. Nevertheless, the Oni, Chavisavol says, the Oni has to thank him and praise him. There's a debt that gets created. You can't just say, oh, well, he's doing it for himself. What I have to thank him for? He doesn't care about me. He gave me the money, so he can get a. I'm like his Esrog. The Esrog has to thank the person who used him for mitzvah. I'm like his Esrog. That's all. Ulamarot shekavonus ha'oshi ledoig losid nishmos achrei moise bekolzo is magia lo toida. Magia lo toida. It's a mamash astirim ufurush to what he said in Shara B'tochen. Kamo sha'ama yev birkas oved alai tovo. We agreed not to get too deep into the psukim. Anyway, that's his raya. Oni has to is the guy magia lecha todah mi'oni. Oni has to have a karasatoy. Okay, besides the problem from Shara Betochen, but we see somebody helped you. He didn't really, he had intention to help you. That lawyer, that wasn't his intention at all. He's doing it for himself. But you benefited. You got something from this. You have to thank the guy. And you have to thank Hashem as well, for sure. We're not talking about Hashem now. We'll see when we get to Hashem. Aval, you have to thank the guy. You benefited. Fourth case. Guy, he's helping his friend because he wants covered. He wants praise and covered. He wants his name up there on the building. He wants everybody to know. Psh, what a good guy! What a gewaltige guy! One day you'll need him. You'll call in the debt very quickly. Right? He wants olam hazeh. He wants the payback. It's like a person who leaves money with his friend, or he's mafkid something that he has. He puts a deposit. He asks the guy to look after it. You know, you're going to need this money. If you've got it in your house, you're going to spend it. So you give it to your friend and you tell him, listen, hold on to this money for me. Don't give it to me for at least 6 months. Yeah? He's worried, may need it later. It's much safer by your friend than you having it lying around the house. Your wife asks you for money, you can honestly tell her, I don't have. If you've got, and you tell her, I don't have, and then you feel, and then you're worried you're going to spend it. So you give it to someone, you tell him, don't give me this money. Even though he's thinking only about himself when he gives to other people, obviously not when he gives the guy the money and says, look after my money. We're giving that as an example. When I give you money to look after for me, you're not going to get to use the money. It means I'm thinking cooler about myself. So that's a good marshal for what we're talking about. The guy who gives, helps his friend for no other reason other than he wants this worldly reward, not Olam Haba. He wants to be able to get covered in this world and praise in this world, and he's got a payback day in this world. Because he's magia lo avuze shevach v'toido. I'm going to say thank you. What a wonderful guy you are. Sounds a bit strange, no? So I have to come more prepared. I have to look up these psukim and see what they're talking about, because I don't see the relevance. Whatever, okay, we have to see. Fine. So it's very strange. I'm finding this very, very disturbing news. In the marshal, I ask you please to look after $1,000 for me because I don't want to have the money now because I'm scared I'll use it. So now I'm really schwach and I do because of all the good I'm doing for you. That's the marshal. What's the nimshal? He says, I'm not doing it for you, I'm doing it for me. If I'm giving you this money, I'm doing you this favor, I'm giving you a ride somewhere, whatever, I'm not doing it for you, I'm not doing it for you. I'm doing it because I want people to say I'm a good guy. Ah, what a tzaddik he is, what a gevaldika guy he is. One day I'll need a favor from you, don't worry. I'll call in the debt. This guy has to say thank you. Yeah, because he benefited. You benefited. Doesn't matter what his kavanas are. That's the yesod he's teaching you. It's not so posh. Min ha-seichel u min ha-teira. Okay. That's honest. This guy seems a little bit better. If the Chovas Lavavos is going in some sort of an order here, this guy sounds good compared to the other guys. When he sees the Oni suffering, it causes him pain. See another person suffering, is a gorem lo kaev. Don't care about the oni. So he helps the Oni. Why? Because he wants to get rid of his pain. He wants to get rid of his guilt. He's like a person that heals a pain that comes to him by a toiva that Hashem gave him. He doesn't stay without describing to thank him. You see a person who doesn't have any material, any possessions. He's got no clothes. He's an evyon. Evyon means he's mamush the bottom of the pack. Imo berchuni chalotzov umagez kavoso yitchamem. The thrust is he has to thank you for that. Harashi yeshli rot bekol amu ki kol adam amaytiv lechaveira who miskaven koinem kol letoiles atzma. First of all, says the Chovas Lavavos, it comes out of this. And he's done it very superficially. But what comes out of this is that whenever somebody does something for somebody else, he first miskaven for himself. What do I get out of this? Because he wants some kind of a nice, he calls it a kishut, he wants some kind of a nice decoration, either in this world or the next world. Or to remove suffering from himself in this world, or to increase his wealth. He always has some vested interest involved whenever he's helping somebody else. Even though all he thinks is thinking about himself, that's not enough to...
Call from
0291-7855. Who somebody's not okay. Everyone seems to be muted. Okay. It wasn't mine. Okay. That doesn't prevent the recipient of the good from having to thank and praise the person who's giving him the good. That means someone does me a favor. Chovas HaLevavos tells you this guy's doing it for himself ultimately. He's not doing it for you. He's doing it for himself according to one of these five dargas, let's say. Yeah? Yoter pochot. Depending on your relationship, whatever. Essentially, it's all about him. And therefore, my mama, I have to thank him. He did it for himself. He's feeding me, so that I'll go out and work harder. So he'll make a lot of money, and I'll get a bowl of rice. Mama said, no, you have to shobach and praise him and thank him. That's a loch. You have to have awe for them, and you have to love them. And you have to pay them back. You owe him one. Machinami, there's a shibud. The marotcha toiv shaytiv bo, he beyodam rak beto heshele mi Hashem. And not only that, what he helped me with, ultimately, Hashem just lent him to give to me. It was mine originally. He was just the conduit to get me what Hashem wanted me to get. Why did he have the thing that I needed? Because Hashem wanted to give him the opportunity to give to me. But really, it could have come straight to me. I was like, no, what's zichoto? Umalot shatever Hashem ma'elit zotoylaitiv boy. And despite the fact that his nature is the nature that's forcing him to help you, father or son, a rich person who sees an oni suffering, it's his teva is to help. Avalulo. Kamosha Bialu, as we explained, Umarocha Tevosam Enu Tmidis. And not only that, but the goodness you're doing for the person isn't all the time. You're not on duty 24/7. Need you help? You'll help him. Today I'll tell him, listen, I can't help you now. Yeah, but you helped me yesterday. Yeah, yesterday I helped you. Today I can't. Yeah. Yesterday I got my bonus, so I was able to help you today. I didn't get my bonus today. I don't really need you, so I'm not going to help you. The Lord Tmidis. When a diva's libam enu nemshechas man rav, his altruism doesn't necessarily continue all the time. I was once very involved in helping a kid. Went through a bad mamish, but I'm talking bad. One of the worst case scenarios I've ever helped a kid. many years later, when we started the yeshiva, I went to see his father. His father's a fairly wealthy guy. So I went to see his father about getting money for the yeshiva. And the year before he'd given us, when we started the yeshiva, he gave us a donation. Nice donation, not a earth-shattering donation, but a mechubadika donation. When I went to see him the next year, so I went with David. So I went to see him. So he's busy telling his wife who I am. He's introducing me like to his wife and reminding him that I'm the guy that saved his son's life, and he wasn't for him. He doesn't know where his daughter would be. Whatever, his mom was just, I thought, oh, I can see the donation getting bigger and bigger. Anyway, he says, what do you want? What can I help you with? So I said, well, we've got the yeshiva and I'm here fundraising for the yeshiva. He says, but I gave you last year. You're not my mortgage that I've got to give all the time. This is the chavis of Ovis. He gave and he was very generous and a lot of a chorus of toifti, whatever. I didn't come asking him for money because I saved his son. I saved his son because I love his son. We're very close. Well, I understood that, that's how you fundraise. You find somebody who, you helped a lot and he pays you back because he's a mensch. When he can, if he can't, he can't. But this guy was a very wealthy guy. And he told me straight, you bin's nicht kein mortgage. You're not my mortgage. Those were the words he used. I thought David was going to have to call it solid for David Rahman. He couldn't believe it. He said, just get out of here. He couldn't wait to get out of there. Anyway, that's what he's telling you. But the newest leader, I didn't share his man Rav. Umalorodshe ait chasdusa moireves bekavona atzmis, gedele hovil atzman teres, or gedele shmol atzman mepsed. So he's not going to be there for you forever. And not only that, but even though he's doing, his chesed that he's doing for you is all mixed up with his own vested interests in order to give himself benefit or not to have a loss or whatever. Nevertheless, there's this chiyuv of shevach v'hoido v'yiru v'ahava to this person. Nifle v'neira. When we keep in shekain, since it's like this, kamachai v'aram loyde v'l'shabach loyde islami shuboris atoiva. So alachas kama v'kama, how much more so and more so and more so that a person has to serve and praise and thank the one who created all the goodness. Ves bnei adam hamativim boy, this guy that helped you, where does he come from? Hashem created him. Hashem ain't sof letavosoy. Hashem, there's no end to his good. V'utzmidis nimshech hazman rav. It continues for a long, long time, forever. V'ein bo kol kavona shel toeles atzmis or hagona atzmis minezek. He has no vested interest whatsoever. He doesn't want anything back because he can't get anything back because he has everything already. And he's not doing it because you'll protect him from getting damaged or whatever, because no one can damage him. The only reason he's doing it is because of the nedivus, the altruism, the chesed that he has, klape kol b'nei adam. Your heart's beating, your eyes are working, akol musuda, everything's working, got a roof over here, the air conditioner's working, akol aved, the water's flowing, akol aved, why is he doing that? For you. Nothing to do with him whatsoever. So we'll stop with that because it's already late, but you see the enormous shibud, the enormous chayv, the oil that comes about as a result of that kind of thinking. Well, next, a neighbor who helped you, start your car, whatever, jumpstart your car is a very nice thing to do. What's he thinking about? This guy will go to shul now and say, oh, Yankel is such a tzaddik, and Yankel also knows that when his car doesn't start, you'll come to him and you'll help him with your car, whatever. He's got his vested interests. We're not saying that that's what everybody does. We're saying if that's what he does, could be Yankel happens to be a nice guy, helped you because he wants to help you, because he's just, he's a tzaddik. But then for sure you have to have a chorus of toiftim. But we talk about, even if he's not a tzaddik, he cares less about you getting to work on time. He helps you start your car because, that's how he was brought up, or he wants the payback, or maybe just he feels guilty because he doesn't want to see you standing. They can't handle to see the tzara. Fine. Then you have the chiv that gets created. There's a shibud that gets created. The lachas kama v'kama, when we talk about a kodesh baruch hu, let's Hashem will pick this up and carry on. I warned you, it's hard stuff to swallow. This is a hard shah. Shalom b'tochens kal is kef, because you're learning about how you can get whatever you want from Hashem without having to work too hard. So that's nice. Shara Bechin is Gavaldik. You're looking and you're just starting to see how to look at the world, and you see the brilliance of the world and the genius of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and how wonderful he is and how much good he's doing for you. Shara Avodas Elokim is the payback. Now you put your money where your mouth is. It's not so easy to swallow. Anyway, but it's a chiyuv. What can I do? Shulchan Aruch. We say that take good care. Those I'll see tomorrow. I'll see tomorrow. Yeah. Yonatan, look after yourself.
Very nice.
Take good care, my boy.
You will. Take care.
Family all good.
Thank God. Please God. My wife's expecting soon, so please God.
Keep me informed, eh? 100%.
Lean at it.
All right.
Yeah. No, very exciting. Please, God.
I want to switch off the recording here for a second.
Take care of.
Take good care. All right. Speak to you soon.